You're listening to a Peak Media production.
And now, coming to you from the Windy City, it's the Daily Dime with your host, Tim Keller.
Welcome in, everyone, to this Thursday edition of the Daily Dime. Today is May 16th, and we have another great night of sports to cover, so let's jump right into it. We will start off in the NBA, where we had two games last night, the first being in Boston between the Cavs and the Celtics. The Cavs were without Mitchell, Allen, and LeVert, but they put up a strong fight, and I thought they kept this one relatively close up until the end, but they just had no chance being so shorthanded on the road against this great Celtics team, and Boston would go on to win this one 113-98, closing out the series 4-1 and advancing to the Eastern Conference Finals for the third straight season. Mobley played great in this one. He had 33 points for the Cavs, and he also added two blocks on the defensive end. And Marcus Morris was actually the second best player for the Cavs, coming off the bench, scoring 25 points while going 5-for-6 from three. The Celtics had a pretty balanced attack in this one. They had six players that scored in double figures, but the best player on the court was definitely Jason Tatum. No surprise, he had 25 points on 56% shooting, and he was one assist shy of a triple-double. Boston now awaits the winner of the Knicks-Pacers series, which will resume tomorrow night in Indianapolis, with the Knicks currently holding a 3-2 series lead in that one. In the second game of the night, we had the Thunder hosting the Mavs in Oklahoma City, with the series tied 2-2. This one was back and forth throughout the first, but then the Mavs took the lead early in the second, and they never looked back as they would go on to win this one 104-92. OKC kind of stuck around, but they could never get within seven, and now they're down 3-2 in the series and head to Dallas for Game 6. Luka finally had a better shooting night as he was 12-for-22 from the field. He had 31 points and had a triple-double with 11 assists and 10 boards. SGA led the Thunder with 30 points, also on 12-for-22 shooting, with Chet, Lou Dort, and Williams all scoring in double figures as well in the losing effort. As I mentioned, Game 6 will be in Dallas, and that will be on Saturday night, with the Mavs opening as 4.5-point favorites. Over to the NHL, we had just one game last night between the Avalanche and the Stars in Dallas, and this one was tied after two periods, but three goals in the third gave Colorado the win 5-3 as they avoid elimination, and now they'll head back home for Game 6 as they look to even the series at three games apiece in Colorado. Over to the WNBA, Dallas beat Chicago 87-79 last night, with Arike Ogunbowale leading the way with 25 points and 7 assists for the Wings. Angel Reese scored 12 points and added 8 boards in her WNBA debut, and her rookie teammate Camila Cardosa missed this one with a shoulder injury. In the second game of the night, the Atlanta Dream beat the LA Sparks 92-81 thanks to a huge fourth quarter that they opened on an 11-0 run. But apart from that, the rest of the game was literally even. This one was kind of weird. Both teams scored 26 in the first, 22 in the second, 18 in the third, and 15 in the fourth, apart from that 11-0 run. And so that was the difference in this one. Ryan Howard led the way for Atlanta, scoring 25, and Tina Charles added 21 points and 14 rebounds. Kia Nurse scored 23, including 5 threes for the Sparks in the losing effort. Over to the MLB, we had a few great games last night. Some of the notable ones being the Cubs dominating the Braves in Atlanta 7-1 thanks to 6 scoreless innings from Javier Assad and 13 hits on the offensive side. The Rangers shut out the Guardians 4-0 as John Gray threw 6 scoreless of his own, and Semien and Garcia both added home runs for Texas. The White Sox turned the tables around, and they were finally on the opposite end of a shutout as they beat the Nationals 2-0, and the Yankees beat the Twins 4-0 with a huge day from Aaron Judge as he went 4-for-4 with a home run and 3 doubles, giving him 4 extra base hits on the day. And then we will close this one out in other news as the PGA Championship kicks off today as the second major of the year in the world of golf. This one will be played at Valhalla Golf Club in Louisville, Kentucky, with the favorites being Scottie Scheffler, who won the Masters just about a month ago, Rory McIlroy, who won the same tournament at this course but a decade ago, back in 2014, and Brooks Koepka, who has three of his five majors coming at the PGA Championship. Jordan Spieth will also be there looking to complete his career Grand Slam, and Tiger Woods will also be competing in search of his 16th major, but honestly, it'll be a win if he can just get through the weekend without re-aggravating any of his existing injuries. The field will kick off early today with the first tee times at 7:15 Eastern, but it also looks like there's a lot of rain in the forecast, so as long as they can avoid some delays, we may see some lower scores today with the softer course conditions. But with that, we will just about wrap it up for this Thursday episode of The Daily Dime. As always, thank you for listening. And if you would, please consider subscribing and rating 5 stars on Apple, Spotify, or wherever else you may listen. We'll talk to you tomorrow. See ya.